Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about music. In life, we have different things, different relationships, and music's always in the background, influencing our mood, the people around us, the atmosphere. Whether we're listening to it by ourselves or it's simply in the background, music always changes something, taking us to new places. And today on our show, we'd like to understand what is music and especially how can it improve all of our relationships and make our life better. Nitza, please. So music is really something that connects everyone. Everyone loves music. Maybe you like different styles, but people love music. They hum music, it influences our mood, makes us feel joy or fear or concern or sadness. Music is something which is a very essential part of our life. There is no joyous event in life that music's not involved in it. And since music came into cinema, it completely changed cinema. And people say music is a universal language. You don't need words. It's much more powerful than words. It simply enters your heart, connects the hearts of people. Music is something amazing. And today we'd like to talk about music. I also know that you love music. So maybe for starters, what is music for you? Well, how to put it? Music for me, it's a language. It's a language which expresses the most inner, deep feelings of a person, can express. It can excite, it can elevate a person, it could change his mood, the way he thinks. It can take him from one place to another, depending on the style of music, whether it's the African tom-toms or some Scottish musical instrument or something from South America, Indian instrument, we immediately grasp what that is. From the few first chords, we immediately feel, from the first few sounds, is it Chinese music or European music? Is it Indian or Hindu? We feel how in the U.S., different styles that came there, different musical styles that came there from all over the world with the immigrants who came there, what a kind of a mixture took place there, jazz, pop, blues, all kinds of styles, which later on spread to the entire world, because really what happened there is a kind of a musical salad. And therefore, it is as if suits most of humanity. Music immediately makes a person recall something, gives them a special feeling, because the language passes through the mind, and we have to activate the mechanism of comparison, suppose, of memory or something. Music, it immediately derives the feelings from your memory and it works on us, whether we want it or not. We don't really have to make an effort in order to grasp it, but it is as if penetrates without asking permission, so to speak, without filtering. Yeah. Music is something that we really associate with the environment, meaning time, space, motion, events, all this, all these sounds immediately awaken our memory, derive from our memory. I don't know, you can talk about it. It's a world. It's an entire world. Aside from vision and hearing, all the rest of our senses are very thin. Let's call them undeveloped. The sense of smell, it's even though that it's vast, but it was developed in us as we lived on trees. When we came down from the trees and we became humans, we started doing different kinds of work which aren't natural for the animalistic level, for animals. So we distorted our sense of smell and our sense of taste because we're no longer animals. It was also distorted, corrupted, because in the past, by smell, taste, we could know if something's good or bad, like foods and so on. Today, we can't do that anymore. And also, we produce different things that maybe by smell and taste, they're good, but they're very toxic and not good. Meaning, our sense of smell and taste can't do anything for us. And also, the sense of touch, it's very short. And also, as a result of our life, it's very confused, meaning we don't have the simple things that are around us, that are natural. We make so many things, we produce so many things, that in our vision, hearing, smell, taste, touch, that we have nothing real there that we can believe in and trust it and follow it and live accordingly, live by it. But music, that's related to the sense of hearing. I'd say that aside from the sound of a baby, and some sounds of war or warning which immediately shake us up. All the rest, it's the world of music. Because our voice, the sounds, by definition, music is the art of arranging sound and silence in time. It's this combination between silence and sound. Yeah, mechanically you can put it that way. What would you say? I'd say that, first of all, it's a language. Music, as an art, about this I don't know. I think that it's a language that works on a person, not like an ordinary language that demands a person to activate the systems of comparison and memory and intellectual understanding of the words and their depth and the connection between them, but it's an emotional language which operates our emotional strings directly. And only afterwards, and as a result, it influences our mood, everything that happens and will happen later on, by directly influencing our emotions. I wouldn't diminish music to simply sound and pause. Sound and pause. And according to certain frequencies, higher, lower, chords, no. You can learn it in different ways. You can study it in different ways. Obviously, there's lots of wisdom around it. And lots of mathematics. I had an acquaintance who used to repair organs in Riga. There's a very special cathedral there, and they have an organ there. So he used to tell me about such things, really, sounds, and the pauses between them, the frequencies, in what way does it work. It's really plenty of instruments. Today it's already instruments. In the past it was by sound. Today it's instruments, frequencies, each pipe. At what frequency does it work and how does it connect with the others? It's very complex kind of work. You said that music is an emotional language which activates our emotional cords directly. Yes. What's the connection between the sounds that I hear and the mood that I have? How does it work? Yeah. I hear sounds. I hear certain sounds. You're saying that it's a language that works directly on my feelings. It penetrates my emotional world and as a result changes my mood. Try it on a baby. Make some kind of sounds next to him. You'll see that it's pleasant for him and that baby doesn't understand anything, laying around not knowing how to do nothing. So he listens. Create some ruckus around him or different kinds of sounds. You'll see according to his face how he reacts. Meaning, for us, it's natural to accept certain phenomena that we hear as pleasant and unpleasant. Pleasant or unpleasant, he doesn't understand, he doesn't have the brain to understand it or anything. It's a direct response from the desire. Sounds that are pleasant or unpleasant, sure. Like you're sitting here now, I'll start playing some Mars, suppose, and then you'll become more alert, lively. I'll play some kind of sad music, some elegies or requiem or something. Let's see how you'll respond. So that's the thing. What happens inside me when I hear these sounds? How does the inner mechanism work? Your feelings start working with these sounds, to the pace of the sounds. And then this pace of sounds, when they hear it, it arranges them in a way that you get an impression from it, in accordance with the kind of melody. So a sound is what? It's a kind of a frequency which enters, penetrates me, and my frequency synchronizes with it. It's something internal that creates like a resonance or synchronization. It's not the sound itself, meaning it's not the frequency itself, but there are these overtones on the sound, additions, where the connection between them, this is what gives the sound its color. And then, to the extent to which they come in the right frequency and the right pace, accordingly, we start separating the different kinds of sounds. And our body reacts correspondingly, our desire reacts. We immediately see, we immediately feel, do we identify with it or not? this coming from us. But afterwards, whether we identify or don't, it's no longer important. The sounds start controlling us, and accordingly, we start changing. What does it mean that the sounds take control over us? Because it's a very powerful influence over your brain, over your vision. I can also influence it, but not as deeply as sounds. Why? Here we have to go into the inner wisdom. What I see influences me less than what I hear? No. Less deeply? It influences... No. There is wisdom here, and there is, let's call it, understanding and feeling. Let's not talk about Chokhmah and Bina, but understanding and feeling. In terms of understanding, it's the vision. In terms of the feeling, it's the hearing. And therefore, in order to understand, what are you saying? I see. You don't see, you're simply saying, I see, or I saw. Also, I understood. It means that you have an inner vision. Testimony at court. It's according to eyewitness, not hearing witness. Heard? There's no such thing. We don't believe the hearing, only the vision. You saw? That's it. Hearing, it works on the feelings, not on the brain. It works immediately on the feelings. If you want to bring it up to the mind, you have to hear it, understand, digest it, pass it through many inner systems, and then you'll grasp it, perceive it. Even if it's in your language, there are many filters in between. In vision, no, what I see, I don't need translation for it. I don't need anything. It comes directly. I grasp it directly. Hop, that's it. With hearing, I don't understand what you're saying in some other language. What do you mean? What does this sound mean? I immediately feel. I immediately decipher it. Pleasant or not? Who, what is it? What does it remind me about? Immediately. Vision? No. Meaning, there is additional work here, additional information crossing from sense to sense between the vision and the hearing. What do I need in order to hear well? I hear, close your eyes, yeah. This is how I listen to music. Why, really? Why if you close your eyes? Because it corrupts. Even smells, anything. To hear, I need observation. Because hearing has to do with observation. But a different kind of observation. I close my eyes in order not to be confused. More internal. And vision... Nothing stands in the way. I perceive it, I'm locked on it, and then all the rest of the senses, the disturbances, as if disconnect. Another question. I'm not answering you anything. I'm just giving a few points with respect to how different these senses are. And how music, which belongs to the sense of vision, is special. Sense of hearing, yeah, that it's special. The way it influences a person. According to these things which you're explaining, I want to understand. When I hear a sound, music, and I'm focused on it. And it penetrates me. Where does it meet my emotional world? What does it operate in it? What happens there? What is the order of occurrences after I hear music? What's happening now inside me? What moves? What's going on in there? The sounds that reach you, they activate a feeling of harmony, of balance in you, between the frequencies, between the influences, and you enjoy that. These influences, they can be for minutes and even 10, 20, 30 minutes, that it influences you from one side of the composition to the other, but all in all, you enjoy the wholeness, the perfection which you feel in these sounds, like in writing, like with words, like in a wisdom, only this comes in feeling. And we, the will to enjoy, our matter is the will to enjoy, the will to receive, the will to enjoy. And therefore, the sounds, they work directly on us, on our desire. Because they give the desire a feeling, an understanding, and the fact that this influence works harmoniously in balance between all of its parts. There is something about it which is like the higher perfection, the perfection of nature. And therefore, when I hear my inner vessels, they arrange according to this harmony. And then I start feeling that I'm really rising above matter, above everything that's happening. Music arranges us, takes us upwards. It's like a kind of a means to cleanse us, arrange us, aim us. It works such that I, like a musical instrument myself, that I was confused and uncalibrated and so on, suddenly music comes and sounds enter me in a special order, in a special connection between them, in harmony, in chords, and certain way, and forte, and piano, the supposed different parts of the composition, and it arranges me. It calibrates me in a way that I entirely feel how what I hear, it takes my feelings and combs them. And then I come out combed, I'd say, calibrated according to that tune, melody. And this is what we love, that this music, for this music to control us, only in very rare cases, special cases, we're repulsed by things like heavy metal and so on, different things like that. But usually if we're talking about classical compositions, we want for the music to control us, for it to fill up all of my voids, all of my empty places like water, and arrange me so that I will fill up with these sounds. This is its influence. And we can add that it happens because these sounds, they come from the degree of the higher Bina down to us, and therefore we don't feel a threat in music. In wisdom we do. What do you mean in wisdom? In wisdom, meaning in words of wisdom, in vision, in something. In the music itself, we feel no threat. Even the like these tum-tums, and so they awaken us. We become afraid, maybe we become concerned, worried, but nonetheless, I don't know, most of the music that we use, aside from these special kinds of noises, it comes in order to bring a person joy, silent joy. It could be tears. It could be different things, but it's all very internal, very intimate, very personal. And it comes not in the form of conveying. When I see wisdom or hear wisdom, it can be as a threat against me, either intellectually or by vision. It could be as a threat. Whereas music, I can listen to it without knowing who does it come from, what does it come from, who makes it, who's performing it, what are they performing, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to understand why a threat. A threat is maybe something that can be against my worldview, my opinions, or I might not understand it. This is what threatens, as opposed to music that always washes you, it passes smoothly. Yeah, it arranges my vessel. It's like water that cleanses me, arranges me, and doesn't control me. Previously, you talked about harmony, the harmony of sounds, which creates this feeling of perfection in me that is similar to the perfection in nature to some extent. I grew up in a village. And when you grow up in a village, in a natural environment, and my house was at the end of the village, so all around there were orchards and fields, so when you grow up in a natural environment, there is an entire world of sounds that, suppose today, when I live in the city, or my children that grow up in the city, don't experience them. After I finished the army, I also lived in a place in India where there's nothing from civilization at all. Everything is completely natural. No electricity, no water, no nothing. There is no sound which is not natural, that doesn't come directly from nature. And then, when you're in nature, nature, aside from its sights, it also plays. Yeah. What is the music of nature, if I look at it broadly, the most natural thing? The music of nature, with respect to a person, if he lives in a place that fits him, suits him, this is exactly what has to fulfill him and arrange him. This is which gives him the background, the right background, for a good, healthy life. Trees, birds, wind, everything that he feels is exactly what he needs in order to be balanced. And what does it have to do with the person's health, the natural world of sounds? Well, it's known that how much we can heal ourselves by music, the pace of our heart, all of our inner frequencies, and our inner organs. It all depends on what do we listen to. Humanity still doesn't know how to correctly use it, but it has tremendous potential to cleanse, to correct, to really calibrate a person. And we'll talk about this next time. It's amazing that one more word about it, because after some time living in nature with the world of these natural sounds, clean of civilization, you couldn't listen to anything else. That obviously, but another thing is that I felt healthy, more healthy than ever. I didn't even think about it. Only when I came back to live in my normal urban environment, I understood the extent to which that music of nature healed me. I wasn't paying any attention to it. It's not that I was doing something active in order to get better. And so on and so forth. What, our time's up? Well, friends, time flies when you're having fun, so thank you very much. We'll talk about some more later. Thank you, Nitsa. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.